In New York this morning, rescue workers continue the grim task of trying to retrieve bodies from the twisted steel and concrete rubble after yesterday's attack on the World Trade Towers. Hundreds of workers struggled through the night to help save trapped victims, but precise numbers are not clear. Perhaps thousands of people are dead, but survivors continue to be found. NPR's Jackie Leiden is outside Bellevue Hospital in Manhattan, where many of the injured have been taken. Jackie, what's the scene at the hospital?
Well, Bob, despite that siren you're hearing just now, the scene sort of goes in waves, calm, and then we'll see a flotilla of emergency vehicles, although not necessarily, at least not from where I am, ambulances. Let me tell you what Bellevue Hospital did say about 45 minutes earlier. They said that they had received 230 people who were seeking help since yesterday. 75 of those were firefighters, and 40 people were admitted.
What do hospital workers expect for the rest of the day?
Hospital workers say there was an impromptu sort of press conference with executives of the hospital and the medical director and a psychiatrist, said that what they expect to see today, sort of surprisingly perhaps, they're very well staffed. They expect to see those people who might have been injured but not terribly seriously injured to come in today, along with people who are regularly ill. So it, at least at this moment, it certainly doesn't sound as if they're expecting some sort of rush of people who might be found in the rubble, although that would be impossible to say. They say they're well staffed. They have good blood supplies because people have responded to volunteer calls. They're calling out for extra nurses. They've had more than 100 medical personnel volunteer the services here in the Eastern Seaboard. But I suppose the situation could change at any moment and become much more dramatic.
Now, you're close to New York's medical examiner office in the city morgue. What's happening there?
I think that is one of the most closely guarded places in Manhattan. You can't get near it. There's anywhere from 20 to 40 policemen outside. No one, I've talked to a lot of different journalists who are as in the dark as I am, seems to have a clue as to who's going in there. The one thing I was able to learn is that Bellevue, which is just three blocks from the city morgue, also has a mortuary, and they are on alert. But they say that they have not received any bodies at Bellevue. I should also say that Bellevue has had one firefighter admitted who's dead on arrival.
Anything you can say about the general mood in the city?
It's grim. It's normal. I mean, buses are moving, but every single street, at least those that I've been on, and I've been on everything from 1st to 5th Avenues on the east side, have barricades. There's bus barricades in front of the Israeli embassy, which is right opposite NPR's bureau. There are police barricades at most intersections. There are emergency vehicles up and down all the time, and yet you can take the bus. People are out going to work, but nobody's smiling. It's just a sober, careful mood this morning.
NPR's Jackie Leiden in New York City.